On the edge of doubt, I jump. Yo, sometimes I fantasize, imagine, and dream. Yo, terrific is the term I tag on the tight way he totally touched this terrible terrestrial.
70 times 7!
Putting in me a passion to put away perversity and pick up praise for the Prince of Peace.
70 times 7!
Yo, I feel like I'm on the verge of a fantastic breakdown. Life, yo, is always better. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Yo.
70 times 7!
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jason Tomlinson, and welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. Today's poem is called My Boat. And this is a metaphor, folks. I am not the captain of anything. Anything. This is a metaphor, bouncing off other metaphors out of the end of Luke chapter 5, where Jesus starts talking about cloth and patches, wine and wineskins, and he's getting at the fact that if you're going to have something new, you have to completely abandon the old. So here's a poem about my boat. My boat is so good. It's always been the best for me. It's not perfect, but it always gets me where I want to be. I'm pretty content to stay in my boat. It's swift enough and it stays afloat. Honestly, I feel like it's who I've become. I am it as a whole and not just some. Wait, what's that you say? My boat is not the only way? Well, I know that. That's plain to see. I'm just saying my boat is the best for me. What? Now I must disagree. A better boat for me? That can't be. There is no better boat in all creation. No craft more suitable for my transportation. My boat is stalwart, tried and true. What? You claim the better boat belongs to you? All right, I'll humor you for argument's sake, but I'm not gonna change. There's too much at stake. But actually, your sails look really fine. Could I possibly put your sails on mine? And while I'm at it, could I have your mast too? My boat with your sails and mast would be quite a view. A combination of old and you could brave any weather. My boat and yours, what could be better? Indeed. Thank you so much for listening. This is an interesting week for us. I think you probably know this about me. I'm a teacher, and here in my area of Middle Tennessee, we are out all week long as of today, and that's a very happy thing. So I have extra time to think about boats and wine and wineskins and patches and cloth. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.